Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QSP, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held air every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion, questions and answers regarding technical topics. Couldn't quite copy that. You're a little bit rough into the repeater. Please try it again.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo. I'd like to give a quick overview of what D-Star is. Over.
D-Star. Okay, great. We'll pick that up in a moment. Thanks very much for checking in. Good to hear you, Lewis. Does anyone else have a topic they'd like to discuss this evening? We have Lewis asking about D-Star. Anyone else with a topic tonight, please call WD8QCN. Let's go through news and announcements here first. First of all, I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. Please remember, if you haven't paid your dues for FARA yet, they are due now. Dues are due and soon past due. Club meeting is Thursday the 13th. There is a new link. If you had a link saved from the website for on your calendar as a reminder, you can just click and jump on. Please update that link now. Brad, N7IVV, did send out an email earlier today with the new link in it, so please remember that. There is a VE session coming up for anyone needing a license exam on Saturday the 15th at 9:30 a.m. And let's see, solar flux indices have declined back down a bit to the last day or so here, down to about 89 right now, looking at an A index of 9 and a K of 2, planetary. Looking at a mid-month peak around the 17th or so at around 130 is the prediction right now. And that's all I've got for news tonight. Things have been pretty quiet on account of the holidays. Does anyone else have any announcements? Please call WD8QCN. So let's go ahead and take check-ins here before we get back to the topic at hand. Anyone wishing to check in to the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN now.
This is
Scott Romeo.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Bravo November.
This is KO4 UVB.
AK4GG.
KA4BOS in and out.
KN4SPL.
Okay, I think I missed one. Ending in Foxtrot Radio, please call again.
All right, this is Kilowatt WDNAQCNK3FR, Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo.
WDNAQ3FR, thanks for checking in. How about the Bravo Oscar X-ray?
This is Kilo 4 Bravo Oscar X-ray, in and out.
Okay, I have K4BOX. Sorry, I missed a couple prefixes there. There were a couple of doubles. Anyone else wishing to check in, please call now.
N7IVV.
Oscar Zulu Hotel.
N7IVV.
7IVV and let's see, K4OZ, KM4OZH. Gil, got you too. Anyone else? I have KO4QVB, KF4TEK and NOUT, KO4MBN, K3FR, AK4GG, K4BOX, KN4SPL, N7IVV, and KM4OZH.
KX4KU.
KX4KU, evening, Kevin.
Evening.
All right, we had a question come in about D-Star. Do we have any D-Star or digital voice experts? So, no D-Star or digital voice guys on tonight, huh?
KX4KU.
I was just about to ask you. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I mean, D-Star is just, I mean, I guess he just wants to know what it is. I'll give you a small explanation when you get there. I got something to do right this second.
Roger that. Well, I know it's the ICOM digital voice standard. Beyond that, I don't know a great deal about it. I've never played with any of the digital voice modes as of yet. I wonder if anyone else has. Anyone can give a comparison?
7IBB.
7IBB, WDAQCN. Go ahead, Brad.
Evening. Unfortunately, the guys that are the best knowledgeable, the most knowledgeable about that, often are not on the nets in the evenings. KN4GDX, Bruce, is probably our best expert. And I think Jason, W4EO, is also. But unfortunately, we don't catch them on the nets too often. But if somebody has a specific question for them, you can just shoot them an email at their call sign. But just in a nutshell, I mean, they're just, I don't know, to say that they're just digital voice modes is kind of simplifying a relatively complex subject. But D-Star and I forget what the other one is, that Yaesu and Icon both have their own flavor, and they're both kind of the same thing. But that's, anyway, those are the guys that are the experts.
After that, N7IVV, WDQCN. Okay, thanks for that. Yeah, I know it's a bit of an oversimplification. I'll throw it back over to Lewis and see what specifically he's looking for on that. KO4QVB, WDQCN. Does that answer the mail for the moment, or were you looking for more details?
No, that's just for now. I'm just trying to figure out what in the world that is. Very much appreciated. As you know, I've only been around for about 8 months here with my life and sponges. So this is all, you know, everything that you're talking about, it's all new to me. So I appreciate the help. Thanks, guys. Over.
No worries. Thanks for the question. That one threw me, not having any time to think about it, but I'll try to find some more information on it for you. Wondered if you ever got our emails regarding the net information. Back to you.
Yes, sir. I've looked, and I have not received an email. I ran through all the junk emails. I'm wondering if there's just a digit missing somewhere, and try again. So, I still want to do the net control thing, if I'm coming through well enough. As soon as I can master getting the repeater clear enough to be in that control, I'd like to do that. Over.
Very good. Much appreciated. Yeah, maybe we'll come down and install a little antenna on your rain gutter or something here so you can hit the repeater better from inside the house. You don't have to sit out in the cold and try to do it. But much appreciated, and we'll figure it out here. I've got a good email here for you, I think, and we'll try to resend that info under a separate cover. Maybe I'll use a different account or something. Maybe it won't get filtered. We'll give that a try. But okay, we'll move on from there. See if Mike's got anything for us. KF4TEK had you marked in and out, but I wondered if you had anything to add at this point, if you were able to pick up the mic. Go ahead.
KX4KU.
KX4KU, go ahead.
Is he not getting any club emails? I just was wondering if there may be an error on mail list stuff, and I got the KO4, and I did not get it his last three, and I can take a quick look.
I'm not sure that he's actually joined the club yet. His call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo.
Roger, thanks.
Thank you. All right, we'll throw it over to Mark, KO4MBN. How are you this evening, and what have you been up to over the holiday week?
Sorry, I didn't get the call sign. KO4MBN. Just trying to get this house straightened out. We're having it repainted, some new carpeting put down, and some hardwood floors put in. So it's been a mess around here. Just got the shack cleaned up and all the wiring back in order. And generally just trying to get things straightened out around here. I should have said in and out, but I wasn't sure where you all wanted me to do that. But in any case, just playing on FT8 right now and getting this mess reorganized and straightened up. And KO4MBN, back to you.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, no worries. I wasn't sure if I missed a couple of in and outs there, but sorry if I missed it. I'll throw it over to Ron then, K3FR from WD8QCN and the Farnet. Take her away, Ron.
Okay, very good. WDAQCNK3FR. Wish everybody a happy new year. And it started out pretty good for me. 6 meters opened up last night. Worked about 15 or 20 stations, and it's open right now. Working the FT8 out to the central Mississippi Valley. It picked up some Florida, Central Coast areas, and also out into Texas. So it's kind of nice. Still hunting for Montana, though. WZHQCN, K3FR.
Hi, Ron. Sounds great. Worked at DX. I've been listening on FT8 myself here, poking around on 20 meters right now in the background. So see what happens here tonight. Maybe we'll get some new ones. Let's see. How about AK4GG? How are you tonight, John?
Yes, good evening. Wish everybody a happy new year also. Nothing much to report, just been playing antennas. Such nice weather that we've had just recently. So I've been out there with my ZS6BKW trying to whip it into shape. It's pretty good on 10 meters and on 40 meters, but pretty helpless on the other bands. But anyway, I'll keep persevering with it for a while. Nothing much else to report, just trying to also put together a UHF Yagi from an old commercial FM antenna that was a piece of rubbish. So I'm going to use the boom and the elements and see if I can put something together that will work at UHF. I've got an obscured path to the repeater both in VHF and UHF from my location, so I don't access the UHF repeater too well. It's further down the tower, I know. Don't know much about D-Star. I know there's some repeaters that have to be equipped with it for it to pass through, I guess. I'm listening to Harv this afternoon, K2PI, talking about digital voice. So I guess he might know a bit about it too, but yeah, I haven't played around with it. Anyway, back to the net. I think it was WDHCN, is it? AK4GG. Thank you.
John, AK4GG. Yeah, the call here is Whiskey Delta 8, Quebec, Charlie November, QCN. Very close. How about Bob, KN4SPL? Happy New Year. How are you, sir?
Happy New Year to you, Steve, and all in the net. This is KN4SPL. Let's see here. I got a couple radios that are D-Star capable, but I have not delved into any digital on DHF or UHF, so don't have a lot of information there. Besides that, just been quiet over the holidays, just working a little bit at FT8 when I can, and thank you, Ron, for saying that 6 meters is open, so I'm going to try and make a couple contacts on 6 meters. That'll be kind of cool. So anyway, pretty quiet here, but hey, quiet's good. This is KN4STL, back to net.
Thanks, Bob. Good 6 meter operator there. Go get him, boy. How about Brad in 7IVV? How are you tonight? 7IVV, WDAQCN. You still with us, Brad? He's gotten busy. We'll come back to him at the end. How about Gil, KM4OZH? How are you, sir?
WDAQCN, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Steve, and everybody on the net. Let's see, D-Star. Well, I don't have. I'm lost on the digital application, so I'm of no help there. And I'm just working on various things here, taking advantage of the good weather, which is probably over today. It looks like winter's coming tomorrow, and so we'll just deal with that. Other than that, I really don't have a whole lot going on that's really interesting. So just trying to get ready for VHF contest. So that's my story, and I'll turn it back over to Ned. This is KM4OZH.
Sounds good. And oh yes, thank you for the reminder. If everyone hasn't heard by now, there is a winter storm warning up for the area here. They're expecting a pretty good amount of snow tonight, especially in the higher elevations. They're talking anywhere from, 3 to 6 inches up my way here in Loudoun and Fairfax, up to
a foot maybe in the higher elevations there. So hope you all got your snowblowers gassed up and ready to go. Might actually need them. And heck, I thought I had repelled the winter weather here after getting mine fixed. Back to Kevin, KX4KU, anything else to add?
WDA, gosh, I just forgot. I'm just a little confused tonight. Good evening. Thank you for doing the net tonight. A little bit more on the D-Star stuff. So as Brad is alluding to, you got Digital Fuse, you got D-Star, there's Fusion, which is the ASU kind. You have DMR. D-Star was very proprietary, which was a negative about it. Yes, you can use your radios to talk to D-Star repeaters, but a lot of people, like out where I live, out here in Culpeper or Lockyer, they actually put a hotspot, which is connected to the internet, and they use the radios to talk across the room to the hotspot to get on the D-Star network. I even have a little application on my phone for D-Star called Peanut, but it doesn't have all the rooms and groups and that kind of stuff. In addition to the people Brad mentioned, I also know K3KQ, Steve, is very good on the digital stuff, and I believe Rich, K3FR, he did a presentation, too, on digital stuff. And I believe, let me take a nickel or whatever here, that there may be a couple of articles on our website about D-Star, or at least DMR, because I know that he, I think Rich, started to do an article on him. Anyway, I'm sorry, scatterbrain tonight. Happy New Year to everyone. Wanted to thank Brad and 7IPV for helping me put up, hang my antenna on Friday. And he's pretty good with a pneumatic cannon. So that's all for tonight. I'll turn it back to net control of KX4KU back to net.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, appreciate that. And, while I was listening to you there, I managed to find the right web page. I tried to pull one up real quick a while ago, and I got the wrong thing. But got it here now. Got the ICOM America web page up. It says D-STAR stands for Digital Smart Technologies for Amateur Radio. They say it's an open standard digital communication protocol established by JARL, but I think the implementation in ICOM is pretty specific. It's seems to be somewhat proprietary the way they've done it, but I don't think it's cross-compatible with a lot of the other ones. That's the big issue with the DMR stuff. I don't think there's a lot of cross-compatibility unless, you know, you've got a repeater, you know, external device there that will translate for you. That's all I've got. Let's see if Brad's back in. 7IVV, WD8QCN.
Yeah, WDAQCM in the net, and 7IVV. Sorry, I had a phone call that I had to take. Doctor called, and actually it's like Sunday night. I'm going, what the heck's the doctor calling me for? And they said, well, you know what? We're not going to be able to get to the office tomorrow, so I get to do a telemed appointment, which just breaks my heart. One announcement that I wanted to get to in earlier, but I was distracted with things, and I sent an email out at the wee hours of the morning, this morning, and I know you've all gotten it, but you may not have all read it. So for those of you that don't know, we will be doing the meeting virtually this next Thursday for January's meeting. For relatively obvious reasons, people having COVID, the Omicron version, I guess, are just coming out of the woodwork. so we're not going to meet live. But we should have a good time on WebEx, so by all means, check your email. There may be a new link than what you've used in the past for that. So, yeah, D-Star, and like I say, it's just not coming to me, the Yaesu version of that. But frankly, I don't understand why companies like Yaesu and ICOM are coming up with proprietary standards for something that they want to make a big deal out of. It's like that's completely counterintuitive for ham radio and, frankly, for any kind of communications, emergency or otherwise, to come up with a system that is not cross-compatible between manufacturers and otherwise. So, anyway, that's just my take. That's why most of us don't know about it, because it's a pain in the neck, frankly, for many of us. I know that those that will use it will argue that. But it's always easy when you know how to do it. But, you know, if you're limited, K4GDX did a nice presentation here a couple of months back for the club, and I'm pretty sure we've got that posted on the website, so you might want to go back and research that, because he did a really good presentation on it. And other than that, yeah, it was kind of fun helping Kevin yesterday. First time chance I had to use any kind of a projectile weapon for shooting antennas there. That was fun. I think what I'm going to do is get one and then add a longer barrel on to get more velocity. So just because I can't shoot firearms per se in around here, I'm sure, but nobody can get too upset if I'm firing tennis balls. Other than that, I'm on 6 now, but nobody's calling me. So thanks for the heads up on that, Ron. Back to you, Steve. Here we go. WDAQCN at 7IBB.
He's going to convince me to change my call. I know nobody can remember the doggone thing. I know it's a tongue twister. Thanks for that, Brad. Yeah, I did mention the new link for the meeting there a while back. So, yeah, hit that twice. That's not a bad idea at all. Let's see. Yeah, D-Star. Proprietary stuff. Yeah, exactly. That's you know why it's not very popular. I think it does have some advantages over straight FM, in that it tends to clean up noise to some degree, and it makes it easy to go tunnel into VoIP and things like that if you need to. But not having a common standard across all the manufacturers is a big drawback in why it's not as widely adopted as it could be. You get public safety agencies are mostly using, the P25 standard, I think. So they're pretty much interoperable for the most part. So we really need to have a common standard for amateur radio, too, I think. Let's see here. Do we have any further check-ins or any rechecks? Please call WD8QCN.
KO4LUA.
Kilo Delta 4 Romeo Echo Echo.
Copy KO4LUA and KD4REE. Go ahead, LUA.
Roger, thank you, and good evening to all. This is KO4LUA. The one question I have tonight is, anybody had an issue with Dimension 4 keeping your clock updated? I've had trouble with it. It wasn't updating itself, and it wasn't updating my clock, and therefore affecting my digital communication. Downloaded a new program, BKT TimeSync, and it seems to work better. I just wonder what the situation may be.
Thanks for that, Charles. Good question. Yeah, I used D4 for quite a while. After Windows XP, it kind of started working less and less. I'm using something completely different. I think it was one of the packages they recommended with WSJT now. I'll find it here for you. Called Meinberg, Meinberg, Mike Echo India, November, Bravo Echo Radio Golf.
Yeah, okay, I have not tried that one, but the one I'm using now seems to be working. Yeah, I just wasn't sure if the Dimension 4 was having a problem with Windows 10. It doesn't seem to be keeping up itself or by a clock on the computer. KO4LUA.
I think it's got permissions problems in Windows 7 and later, so it probably won't do anything at all with Windows 10. So yeah, good thing you switched there. Windows does have a native internet time sync capability now, but I don't think it's very reliable. It doesn't sync often enough to keep most computers really up to date well enough for use with the digital modes.
Okay, Roger that. I seem to be doing good now, so I just wonder if there was an issue, but that answers my question. Thank you, and you have a good evening, KO4LUA.
Charles, likewise. Florida to send KD4REE. How are you this evening?
This is KD4REE. I'm fine. Just waiting for the snow like everyone else. And on the topic about Windows keeping time correctly, I had an issue with Windows 8 not synchronizing at all. So I just gave up and set the time manually. It never connected to the time server, no matter which server I use, and the time kept drifting. So I should have used a third-party program instead of the Windows automatic time applet thing. I forgot what it's called. Anyway, I seem to have better luck with Windows 10, though, with the time not drifting off. Other than that, all this talk about 6 meters got me interested in setting up a whisper station or transmitter for 6 meters, so maybe I can get it up and running next year or the year after that. And antennas for 6 meters are relatively small, so I shouldn't have too much problem setting it up in the backyard. That's all I have for the net. Don't want to talk too long because of the sore throat. Back to net control from KD4REE.
Correct, Sam. I know some of the internet NTP servers have issues too. They were like overwhelmed and couldn't respond. And Windows had a common one they tried to point everybody to. And yeah, I never was able to get those to work either. I use a volunteer pool of NTP servers that are out there. The address is north-america.pool.ntp.org. north-america.pool.ntp for network time protocol.org. And there's a whole bunch in there. And if you put like a number in front, like 0.northamerica or 1.northamerica, you can pick some alternates there. But anyway, they rank them by priority and consistency, I guess, and so they show up lower in the numbers if they're get a better score, higher ranking that way. So those seem to work pretty good. Thanks for that, Sam. Any other check-ins or any rechecks for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8-QUCN.
KM4 SPL recheck.
KM4 MEN recheck.
KO4 RBW.
There was a double there. There's another KO4 that was checking, and one more that got stepped on. Please try again. Copy KO4 MBN. Mark, go ahead.
Just a quick question. I was I overheard somebody was having problems with their Dimension 4 on their time sync for their clock. I've had problems with mine as well. So somebody gave out a new TimeSync web address or name of one. Could you repeat that or have them repeat it for me?
Sure. The one I was working with is the one that was recommended with WSJT. That's Meinberg, MEINBERG.
Okay, got it. All right, greatly appreciated. Back to you, KL4MBN.
Mark, I think the link is probably in the documentation for WSJT. I think that's where I found it.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. Thank you very much.
No problem. There were two other rechecks there that kind of stepped on each other. There was another KO4 another one I missed entirely. Please call again, WD8QCM.
KN4, SPL, recheck.
KD3FR, recheck.
KO4, RBW, recheck. N2NAR, checking in, no comment.
Okay, I think that was Bob, KN4, SPL, go ahead.
Roger that. Yeah, just on this time sync issue, I personally use a JT Sync. That's Juliet Tango Sierra Yankee November Charlie. It works quite well with because I mostly use a JT DX for my FT8, but yes, JT Sync that works quite well. Anyway, back to you, Cam for SPL, back to Matt.
T-Sync. Okay, copy that one. Thanks, Bob. K3FR, go ahead.
Okay, I'll get on the bandwagon, too. I've just been very successful syncing it off of Windows 10. and as a matter of fact, over the last 4 months, I've noticed that it's kind of doing it automatically now. I don't have to go in, open up tools, and go to the time and language page and click on sync now. It pretty much does it as soon as I turn on my my Wi-Fi. I should say my Wi-Fi, since I'm not hardwired here. And 6 meters, it's still going. You get your antennas sort of like to the northwest is where they're running now. Seems to have shortened up a bit. It's into the Illinois, Indiana region with some stuff out to Iowa and Minnesota. That's it, K3FR.
Thanks again for that one, Ron. So then we had a new check-in, N2NAR. How are you this evening, Mike?
Good. Just doing a little work in the garage, waiting for the snow. Hopefully we get a lot. Other than that, not much going on.
Yeah, well, thanks for checking in this evening. Much appreciated, and again, Happy New Year all around. One more call for any additional check-ins or any rechecks for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net. Please call WD8QZN.
7IVV.
7IVV, go ahead, Brad.
I'm using NetTime, and the website to get there is TimeSync Tool. That's TimeSyncTool, all one word, TimeSyncTool.com. It works great on Windows 10. That's all. Have a good night, everybody, and 7IVV.
Okay, thanks for that one. Okay, we've got a smorgasbord of them now, so I know there's a bunch of them out there. That's all good info. And, yeah, D4 was popular for a long, long time. I remember using it forever on Windows XP, and after Windows 7, it kind of stopped working. So, again, thanks for that, and I guess that's about it for this evening here. One last call. Any further check-ins or any rechecks, please call WD8QCN.
Net control, please copy KC4NP. I've been listening to the net, but been doing other things, but I wanted to get in there, so I'll be in and out. This is KC4NP, Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, KC4, what was your suffix again? November Tango?
Kilo Charlie 4, November Papa Delta.
November Papa Delta. Copy that. Thanks for checking in.
Yes, sir. Have a good evening. 7-3s to all. KC4NPD.
Very good. This is WD8QCN, Net Control for the FARA Net. Thanks to everyone for checking in. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. This is WD8QCN, closing the FARANET and returning the repeater to normal amateur use, if there's such a thing. Thanks to all who've joined us. Have a great evening, 73, and Happy New Year.